Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Adam Reiser. This is a friend, Stephanie Garth. I had the privilege of meeting her in the spring of 2017 in Knoxville, Tennessee. We were both living at the time. I had just moved there recently. I was still finding my feet socially. Didn't know anyone when I moved there. Didn't have any friends there outside of work when I had moved. But she wasn't shy about coming up and talking to me. And we became friends immediately from day one. There was no question about that. She was so open and joyful. And we were acro yoga partners. If you don't know, this is what acro yoga is. It's self-explanatory. We had adventures all over Tennessee. In June, we camped at a festival called To the Moon. It was a giant kind of Burning Man type of celebration. You can see in this photo, she had bought this giant unicorn floaty that our group, the Acrodisiac Lunartics, that's what we called it. So. She just went to Walmart and got this unicorn floaty, and we all piled on and rode down the river. Even the purchasing of a pool floaty at a Walmart was an adventure with Steph. Every aisle there just represented potential to her. It wasn't a chore. It was, she just had this way about her, this way of seeing the world. It was magic in just the most ordinary things. The festival itself was unforgettable. This is a, that's not a video, that's a video. It was an endless field of art of all kinds. It was shocking to the sublime. There were skydivers parachuting into camp, this dazzling array of painted art cars. And the culmination of it, the burn itself, was we all helped in building these two massive wooden structures. There was the lunar lander, and there was the Temple of Dreams. And you can see this is us doing acro in front of it. We set them ablaze in the night, and it was just the most kind of moving spiritual experience. One of the most memorable days of my life. We all wrote personal messages in the Temple of Dreams before we set in place. This is Ball Creek Falls, one of our adventures in August. Acro at Botanic Gardens. One of my favorite places that we did acro was on the cliffs above the House Mountain. She was just such a genius with the camera. There were so many times when we'd dropped in a tripod, or we had to improvise some way to get the camera. Oh, if there was ever anyone around, she was not shy about just asking, hey, can you take a photo of us? Like, she would talk to anyone and make them happier for the experience. Like we'd done a favor for them. Or even just if there wasn't anyone around, figuring out how to get into a pose like this in the 10 second timer.
There was a net there, wasn't there?
That was a little precarious. It was a little bit of a perspective trick. It's not quite a sheer cliff. Sunflower garden. This was at a place at the windmill, and she found these places. Like she was a generator of just maybe 80-90% of our adventures. I felt like I contributed just a little bit to it, but I did what I could. One of the most remarkable places we ever explored was the minister's treehouse. It's this astonishing multi-story structure in the backwoods of Tennessee, full of religious art. It was built by this one man who had a vision, and he built this thing just kind of by himself, I believe. It's technically it's closed by the county, but people go there anyway. Believe it's past the statute of limitations on trespassing in Tennessee. but this was one of the most magical places that we'd ever I'd ever seen personally. It's like one of those. Do you have those big wooden adventure parks when you were a kid? But this was scaled up so immeasurably that it just recaptured the wonder and exploration that just becomes so rare as you grow up. One of my favorite places that we did ACRO was at the World's Fair Park. Do I have sound on here? There was a drum circle that would meet during our ACRO jams, and they just provided this kind of wonderful backing track to this. You can't hear it, but it was just this. Sound? Not even about the sound. She always helped other people experience acro yoga. You can see her here spotting my friend Willow as she flies on two people at once. She taught me so many new acro moves. This one's called the Hangle Dangle. Free person.
How long did it take to do that one?
Maybe 30, 40 seconds. You practice a lot. And with her just grace and fluidity of movement, like she made everything just look so easy. Smoky Mountains. This might have been Allen Cave. There were so many places, and if they weren't geotagged, like some of them are just lost. I don't even know where all the places we went are. This is one of the last photos of us. This was December of 2017. We went to see the Christmas celebrations of Rock City. One of my favorite memories of her was, so this it was late at night, it was 9 or 10 p.m. We were just about to head back to Tennessee, and she just looks at me with this look of shock in the parking lot and said, "Yeah, I think I locked my keys in the car." And maybe she's done this to some of you, maybe this is familiar. Of course she had it. It was the moment of panic, moment of relief. But what was most striking about it is she could do that kind of thing and make you feel like you were in on the joke with her. She was pranking you. It was just such an extraordinary ability. This is the last photo I have of her. This was January 7th, 2018. Not sure when she moved. It was probably sometime soon after this. This was in Ozone Falls. Oh my gosh. These were only some of our adventures, a fraction of the time I was blessed to spend with her. Her passing is a true loss to the world. I will strive to honor her memory by practicing kindness wherever I can, to see, as she did, beauty in every person, and to always and ever be open to the silly, playful moments that make life special. May you fly free forever, Steph. Thank you.